Now, supposing I repeat that novel stimulus all over again and again, I'm not going to do it, as I wear my throat out, but if I just screamed over and over and over again, you would stop reacting to it. That's habituation, because that stimulus, which was at first so novel and surprising, becomes more and more familiar and unsurprising the more times you hear it. So habituation is simply that process, that if a novel stimulus is repeated, it becomes familiar, whatever reaction was shown to the novel stimulus weakens and eventually disappears, may disappear. It can depend slowly or quickly depending on the kind of stimulus. I'll show you an example in the next slide. Some stimuli, the response weakens very rapidly. Others, it weakens rather more slowly. The other side of habituation, of course, is that if a stimulus becomes novel again, then the animal has to react to it again. Supposing I screamed 10 times and you all got bored with it and forgot all about it, weren't interested anymore, and then at the end of the lecture I scream again, that's going to be novel again, so you'll get surprised again. That's dishabituation. If a habituated stimulus doesn't appear for a while and then recurs, the reaction reappears. The other reason why you may get dishabituation is if the habituated stimulus changes. Supposing I screamed repeatedly and then all of a sudden I stood on my head, then you would look surprised again. The stimulus has changed. Or if I screamed in a different way, then it would be novel again. So the reaction reappears when the stimulus becomes novel again. Dishabituation happens when the stimulus is no longer the same old familiar stimulus. So habituation and dishabituation are forms of learning. They show that the organism can become familiar with the stimulus, that is, learn what that stimulus is like, and discriminate that stimulus from others. They become familiar with this particular stimulus, and so they treat that stimulus different from other stimuli that are still novel. So it's a very simple but very general learning process. Here's an example. This is an invertebrate. It's called Nereus. It's a marine worm, that is, it's a little soft animal that lives under the sea. Nereus lives, as I say, it lives in the sea and it feeds on material that floats around in the sea. And when it's threatened by a novel stimulus, it reacts defensively. That is, it hides in a burrow in the sand at the bottom of the sea. It just burrows into the sand. So its reaction to novel stimuli is defensive. And in this experiment, the novel stimulus that Nereus was exposed to was a moving shadow, that is, just something moving over the top of the tank. When you present the same shadow repeatedly, and you'll see this in the graph in a moment, the reaction habituates. That is, as you present the same shadow repeatedly, the Nereus become less and less likely to hide in the sand in response to the shadow, until finally they don't react to the shadow at all. So just look at this graph here first. The vertical axis is the percent of worms that react. This experiment was done on a large number of worms, and the experimenter simply measured what percentage of the worms reacted to that moving shadow. So up here we have the moving shadow experiment. This is the percentage of worms that reacted to it. And here, 0 to 10 are the 1 to 10 are the repeated presentations of the same shadow. And the first time the shadow was presented, about 25% of the worms reacted to it. Not all of them did, because it wasn't a very intense stimulus or very frightening. So 25% of the worms reacted. But as it was presented more times, by the 10th time, none of the worms were reacting. So that's habituation. This graph also shows two types of dishabituation. The first one here, group A, is when, instead of the shadow, a new stimulus was presented, so-called mechanical shock, which means just that the researchers tapped the side of the tank so it vibrated. It's just a vibration, different stimulus. And what you can see is that when the researchers now presented a new stimulus, the mechanical shock, the Nereus now started hiding again, that's dishabituation, this time rather more of them, about 50% of them, 40 or 50% of them reacted. And you can see that here's repetitions of the shock stimulus, up to 40 repetitions. And again, you see habituation, but it happens rather more slowly. The worms habituate rather more gradually to this vibration shock stimulus than they did to the shadow, as I said. And finally, when the shadow was presented again, now the animals dishabituated, because now the shadow is novel again. They haven't seen the shadow for the last 40 minutes. These trials happened once a minute, so it's actually 40 minutes at this point since they've seen the shadow before. The same thing happens if you just leave them for 40 minutes, as in the case of group B, without presenting any stimuli at all. Once again, when the shadow is represented, they respond to it again. As the shadow is represented 10 times, they habituate. So this is a very simple illustration of the phenomenon of habituation in an invertebrate.